Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 29th day of NaNoWriMo. We have one more day, and then...
Dun, dun, dun.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ellipses.
This leads to a very good open-ended question, and that is what this episode is all about. What's next for your story? Perhaps you've given this a lot of thought, or you're still feverishly typing away to finish the story you've outlined. Either way, I've got some ideas to share with you that will help you move forward after the challenge.
Da, 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 da.
Number one, hitting the 50,000 word mark does not necessarily mean that you've finished your story. Many novels in their final form turn out to be a lot longer than this. Depending on the type of story you're writing, you can expect the final version to have between 80,000 and 120,000 words. If your plan is to finish writing your story, then your process is going to be very similar to NaNoWriMo, with the exception of your deadline. If the process has been working for you, then keep doing what you're doing until you've finished your first draft. Number two, take a break. You've just spent the last month immersed in a huge, ambitious endeavor, and understandably, your creative brain needs a little bit of a rest. That's totally okay. Take a few days, a week, a month, or if you're anything like
someone we know,
take as much time as you need, and when you refill that creativity cup of yours, come back ready to take that next step. Number three, dive right into your next creative project. This may sound a little counter to the last tip I gave of taking a break, but if you're doing another creative project that uses a different type of creativity, it may help you hit the ground running coming right off of NaNoWriMo, and when you're done, your next project may inspire you to come back and move your story forward to the next step. That brings me to number four, participating in another challenge such as National Novel Editing Month just might be the perfect next step for you. NaNoEdMo begins in March, and I'll link to it in the show notes, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. I have had a blast sharing my tips and tools to help you crush National Novel Writing Month. I've been wanting to do something like this for a long time, at least for the last few years. It turned out that this was the perfect time for me to make it happen, but I would like to acknowledge that I couldn't have done it without the encouragement and support of my friends and family, as well as the organizers of these challenges and other podcasting pioneers who have gone before and made it simple by sharing their tips and tools with newbies like me. This is my way of paying it forward, and I hope it doesn't stop with me or you. I want to keep podcasting, trying out new creative things to challenge myself, share my experiences with others, and inspire more people to discover, hone, and use their unique voices to share their stories. After tomorrow, I'll be taking a break from podcasting daily to bring you the regular and likely weekly edition of A Mad Vox coming in early January. In the meantime, I'm gathering my best creative productivity tips and tools and making my list of other fun challenges to try in 2019. So stay tuned for a few surprises.
One that rhymes with bonus episode?
Perhaps. Until then, please make sure to subscribe via your favorite podcatcher. You can find this show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Podcast Addict, Tuned In, and more. Thank you so much for listening to A Mad Vox NaNoWriMo edition. I'll see you in the final episode.
You've just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something
make something your next step, and repeat.